Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about Esther 8:17. There's a lot of confusion today about the word Jew. A lot of people think that being Jewish is an ethnicity and that it has to do with the fact that you descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If we were to ask Adolf Hitler, he would agree with that because he definitely believed that being Jewish was a racial thing. And if we were to ask Zionist Christians today, they would tell you that, oh yeah, people that are Jews, they're a certain ethnicity. It means that they descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that makes them God's chosen people because they descend from that bloodline. But let's see if the Bible defines being a Jew as being of a certain ethnicity. Listen to Esther 8:17. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Now, according to this scripture, many people at that time became Jews. Now, if being a Jew were an ethnicity, it would be impossible to become one, because you can't change your ethnicity. For example, if I talked about becoming an American, that would be very possible for someone of any ethnicity to become an American. Why? Because being an American has to do with what nation you're a citizen of. If I talked about becoming a Christian, that would be very possible as well. Because neither of those things have to do with a certain ethnicity. Well, here's the thing. Being a Jew is not an ethnicity either. Being a Jew is a religious belief. And in Esther 8:17, we see people becoming Jews, meaning that they start to believe in the God of the Jews. Now, the people at the time of Esther 8:17 who became Jews, they were worshiping the true God of the Bible. Of course, today's Jews do not worship the God of the Bible. Today's so-called Jews, who are outwardly Jews, who are ethnically claiming to be Jewish, whatever that means, they worship a false God, because the Bible says that if they don't have the Son, they don't have the Father. And since they reject the Lord Jesus Christ and the religion of Judaism, Jews are worshiping a false God. So if a person today were to become a Jew, they would be joining up with a false religion. Whereas in Esther 8:17, they were worshiping the true God as Jews. So this scripture should prove to any thinking person that obviously being a Jew is not an ethnicity. It doesn't have to do with your lineage or what bloodline you are of, because here we have a bunch of people of a completely different bloodline becoming Jews. How is that possible? Because being Jewish is not an ethnicity, it's a religion, it's a belief. At that time, it was a nation. So to sit there and say that you're a racist if you speak out against Judaism or the Jews makes absolutely no sense, since it's not a race of people. That'd be like saying, oh, you're against Mormons? You're a racist. No, because Mormonism's not a race. It's a belief system that anybody can join if they want to worship Satan. And it's the same thing with Judaism. You know, if you want to worship Satan, you can join Judaism and do that. You can join Mormonism if you want to worship Lucifer. But the Bible's pretty clear here that being a Jew is a belief system. Back then, it was a righteous belief. In Esther 8:17, today, being a Jew is associated with a false belief and a false religion.